This is Libby Gore on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Insurance premiums. Are you getting ripped off? Hello, my name is Libby Gore, and every Saturday morning, around about 8:35, 8:40, we talk about money matters. And in this segment, the Consumer Law Action Group's Gerard Brody speaks about insurances. Maybe they're junk insurance, maybe you're paying too much, and how actually, when you stay with the same insurer, perhaps you're just getting taken advantage of. Gerard, thank goodness you're here.
Good morning, Libby. Great to talk to you.
I hope it is a great talk, because this junk insurance stuff, this paying money for insurances that you don't actually need, it seems to be top of mind at the moment in your world.
It certainly is. We're seeing more and more class actions and regulatory actions trying to deal with the problem of junk insurance. And it's an issue that the team at Consumer Action Law Centre have been working on for some years, helping people get a refund of premiums for these junk insurance policies that, you know, are often worthless, and providing, you know, fictional cover often.
So let's just identify exactly what we're talking about. It could be, for instance, you get a credit card and you're offered insurance with that, or not just offered, but it's not so much forced, but heavily persuaded to take out insurance. Or maybe it could be with an insurance policy that you take out to take out extra insurances for other things. Maybe it could be a new car, perhaps, that you buy when you might already be covered by normal legislation in terms of buying new cars. Is that what we're talking about, Gerard?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Libby. So this sort of insurance, you know, previously was added to loans and credit cards, often car loans. So what we suggest is that people, you know, check your loan documents, your credit card statements, or your purchase receipts, and see if you've, bought this sort of insurance. It's often called consumer credit insurance, if you said. There's actually a couple of other insurances as well. When you, particularly with a car loan, gap insurance is that example. You can provide.
What's gap
if you're
insurance?
Unsure, you could ask that. That's right. Gap insurance. Gap insurance is meant to cover you if you buy a car and you have an accident, and there's still an amount owing on the loan compared to your normal car insurance payout. But what we see often is it's sold to people where there may not be a gap, in fact. So it's actually commonly worthless.
Tell me, what about credit card insurances? What are they that are attached?
Yeah, so that is often consumer credit insurance, otherwise called loan protection insurance or purchase cover insurance. Again, the data from the industry and the regulator shows that in terms of the payouts under these insurance, they could be very low, less than 10 cents in the dollar of premiums earned are paid out in claims.
So for every dollar paid, 10 cents you might get back.
That's right, across the whole, book of that insurance. Mm. And that shows us that it's very junk. And compare that to, you know, mainstream insurance like a comprehensive car insurance or your home and contents insurance, where the payout ratios, you know, can be up to 80 or even 90 cents in the dollar. That we say is worthwhile cover. But these insurances that have very low payout rates indicate that they're junk.
So how do you know if you've got them?
So, yeah, I think people should look at their loan documents, their credit card statements, and see if they've made these payments, or contact their lender and ask them. What we're also seeing at the moment, Libby, is a lot of class actions happening. So people might find that they're actually being contacted by class action law firms about this as well, with the opportunity to get money back.
Yes, but then you get a text and then you think that it's a scam.
Yeah, that's right. So at Consumer Action, the other thing I thought I'd let people know about is we've got sort of a free tool that people can use. If they've paid junk insurance premiums, they can use this tool to generate a complaint letter directly to the insurer or the lender, And it sort of sets out all the legal claims, and it asks for that refund of premiums. And we've had thousands of people use that tool called demandarefund.com, and over $30 million worth of refunds have been claimed through that website.
Wow, that's a very useful tool. Chris from Eltham has sent a text. Can I ask you, Jared, why insurance is going up by 15% each year?
That's a very good question, Libby. I mean, what we find is that insurance premiums are really, you know, they lack transparency. They're difficult to understand, and it's difficult to understand how they can go up in the way that that's suggested. There was actually a court case launched yesterday by ASIC against Australia's biggest insurer, IAG, which runs the RACV brand, the NRMA brand. And that case really relates to representations made by the insurer around discounts that were purported to be given for loyal customers. So, you know, if you've had no claims, you might get discounts. But in fact, what the insurer was doing was using its algorithms and systems, sort of increasing the underlying premium at renewal point such that the discounts were sort of wiped out. And so we call that the loyalty penalty, in fact, with insurance. Insurers competitively price their premiums for new customers, but take advantage of the way in which most of us just set and forget and just pay that renewal, and the premium can go up 15-20% without you really being aware of it unless you're looking closely. So I think it's important when you get that renewal notice to have a look at it, challenge the insurer about the price that's on it, shop around, make sure you're getting the best deal.
A loyalty penalty. Unbelievable.
It certainly is. I mean, you would hope that businesses, you know, do reward loyalty, but I think often it's insurers, it happens with other companies as well, previously used to happen with electricity and gas companies, is that the most loyal customers ended up paying the highest amount. And that can affect, you know, people who may not be as financially savvy to shop around all the time. Mm. They just expect, you know, these big companies to treat us fairly, which I think is a reasonable expectation. And to find out that just because you're an existing customer, you're paying much more than a new customer, I think that's really unfair.
Can I pop Sharon from Parkville up? Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Libby.
You had a different experience, though, to Maddie.
I bought a new car, a special car, about 5 years ago. And even though, and I deliberately had factory fitted bits to it so that the insurance couldn't, you know, claim that, oh, you put this on later on. And each year, even though the car is, you know, lowering in value, the insurance kept going up. And so every year I ring them and say, now listen up, pal, you're charging me an extra $200 for a car that's worth less, da-da-da. And every time they've deducted the $200, and it's always $200. It's one of the major insurance companies that you've just talked about. And it's just incredible. And what I've taught both of my children is to challenge. I said, just because you get the insurance policy and that's what it says, don't believe it. Ring them up and say, hey, can you have a look at this?
Interesting you should say that, because Anne from Hampton has sent a text that backs it up. She says, I ring my car and home contents insurer every year to see if they can do a better deal. I ring twice and I always get a different response, and they always reduce the premium. How can they justify a 20% increase? Isn't that interesting, Jared, that it's not consistent even?
It is, and it's just blatantly unfair. I mean, these insurance companies are, just inflicting this loyalty penalty on us in the hope that we won't challenge it. So it's great to hear that these callers are challenging it, but we really shouldn't have to, I think. I think the insurance companies should be obliged to be providing us their competitive price, including at that renewal point.
Jared Brody has been your guest, CEO of the Consumer Action Law Centre. He's got us all stirred up this morning, and I actually feel a little bit sorry for all the people taking the calls at insurance companies, because I think Melbourne's going to be making some calls and having some challenges this week, Jared. So that could be a bit of fun.
Let's hope so. Yep.
Thank you to everyone who's called and texted on this particular topic.